Today is Tuesday, May 5th. I'm Megan Lynch. St. Louis police releasing information about a rash of car break-ins that happened over the weekend during the Cardinals game. Detectives stopped five juveniles in the 900 block of North 10th Street and a 14-year-old boy found in possession of a handgun that was stolen from a car break-in the night prior. The other four juveniles were found in possession of rocks that police say could be used to break vehicle windows but were not in possession of any stolen items. All juveniles were transported to their guardians by detectives and released. Tornado sirens turned heads across St. Louis yesterday during a storm, even though no severe warning had been issued.
Every first Monday of the month, the city tests its tornado sirens at 11 a.m. With rainy weather moving through, St. Louis County scrubbed its test and the city decided to follow, but the computer did not get that memo in time.
It appears that when we discontinued the test with just, a minute and a half to go before the computer went into its testing program, that the program had already began to run and it started to activate all the sirens. So we manually shut it down. And when that happened, because it was already in the queue, the computer held it.
Chief Dennis Jankerson tells KMOX it wasn't just one person at the controls when the decision was made to cancel.
There was four or five of us inside the dispatch center when we were watching them bring the system down.
And the fire chief says the vendor working on siren upgrades was already in town and is now taking a look.
It appears to be a programming glitch. We have the company that is doing all the upgrades. They're on their way in here to review the computer program and make sure we didn't, and we'll eliminate that issue.
The city is still in the middle of upgrading its full network of 60 tornado sirens. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
St. Clair County residents flooded social media yesterday asking why sirens sounded with no tornado warning. National Weather Service meteorologist in charge, Brian Haynes, says the concern about people tuning out is real.
I mean, I think we're always all concerned about that. Sure. Both of our agencies think about that quite a bit.
St. Clair County defended the call, saying Smithton police confirmed a possible tornado near the school and waiting wasn't an option. A proposal for a data center on the former campus of Emerson in Ferguson rejected last night by the Ferguson City Council in a 3-3 vote with one abstention. The plan before them was $1.5 billion in tax breaks for developer Jim Onder, who said without those, the project is not competitive. He didn't say whether he'll move forward with the project without it. A group of residents has been urging the city council to vote against it, while supporters tout the promised economic investment. St. Charles holding a public meeting tonight to discuss a potential data center ban. The ban would prohibit large-scale data centers in the city. However, small-scale spaces would be allowed. The move comes after a large data center was debated last year. That did not go through. St. Charles enacted a one-year moratorium on data centers last year. However, the council is holding a public hearing on the potential ban tonight at 7. The final 2 weeks of the 2026 Missouri legislative session have arrived, with only 1 week left to hammer out next year's state budget. Democrat Betsy Fogel of Springfield is one of the budget negotiators from the Missouri House. She says her priority is finding more dollars for K through 12 public schools.
We have two proposals in front of us, a House version of the budget that uses the blind pension and gambling money, the Senate version of the budget that uses the Capital Commission dollars. Arguably, we could use both and fully fund or get very close to fully funding our foundation formula. That's what I will be fighting for in the conference room. I would imagine that will not be the will of the majority party.
The Missouri House and Senate have until 6 p.m. Friday to send the $50 billion state budget proposal to Governor Mike Kehoe. Metro Transit holding a public open house tonight on bus rapid transit for the new Green Line corridor. The move comes after Metro abandoned a light rail plan that became too expensive, as officials say BRT would cost roughly 60 to 65% less. Tonight's meeting will be held at 2717 Sydney Street. Tomorrow's will be at the Polish Heritage Center, both from 5 to 7 p.m. There will also be a virtual meeting on Thursday at 7. From the KMOX business desk, Schnucks is the latest grocer to learn that smaller isn't always better. The St. Louis-based chain closing its Schnucks Fresh store in Jasper, Indiana next month, 4 years after opening it as a test of whether a compact 18,000-square-foot store could work in smaller markets.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.